Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 11 a.m. Zlines. Over the next few days, northern Queensland will be receiving some wild weather, with widespread rain, showers and thunderstorms expected to hit, and the southeast receiving extreme fire danger warnings. The Bureau on Tuesday warned that wet weather was expected to hit Queensland Tropical North this week, driven by active wet season troughs and low pressure systems. Flooding continues in Queensland with minor to major flooding in central and western parts, as well as the Gulf Country.
A genuine Royal Australian Air Force World War II bunker, once used by US forces for secret communications, has hit the housing market with its 30-centimeter thick concrete walls, making it one of Australia's weirdest homes on offer. The World War II bunker is listed for sale at Mount Tarampa, about an hour west of Brisbane, with multiple buyers on the hunt for this strange home. Kent Roll of EXP Realty said 80,000 American troops were stationed in Brisbane during World War II, with this specific bunker once being a part of Australia's wartime defense network. It is being offered as two separate titles, the 3.2-acre block with the bunker and a separate 4-acre block of land. The bunker block is listed at offers of over $1.4 million, whilst the vacant land has offers over $500,000.
In national news, the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, has hiked cash rates for the first time in 2 years, lifting from 3.6% to 3.85%, with mortgage bearers facing the worst of the unexpected jump in interest. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock stated that the board felt it was necessary to make an adjustment, and that while she acknowledges that Australians with mortgages will not enjoy the news, it's the right thing for the economy. The decision reflects the shortest rate-cutting period cycle in recent history, with Bullock stating that the RBA is leaving the door open for more hikes if the recent high inflation continues.
Palestinian-Australian author Randa Abdel Fattah is set to be featured in an alternative Adelaide Writers Week event in March, after the controversial breakdown of the original literary festival. Local booksellers, publishers, and authors have joined to form Constellations, Not Writers Week, in a bid to write a new chapter in Palestinian-Australian literature. Abdel Fattah will appear in conversation with former Writers Week director Louise Adler, who resigned following the festival board's decision to remove the author's scheduled appearance. In the fallout of the January breakdown, Adler stated that they could not be party to silencing writers. However, hopes are that this new festival could help innovate the ground state of local media, without replicating the programming or course of larger-scale events. Randa Abdel Fattah will also be invited to speak at the 2027 return of the Writers' Week Festival by the new board.
And in international news, Donald Trump has called upon Republicans to nationalize voting ahead of the U.S. midterms, seemingly looking to override U.S. states' constitutional right to control their elections as he encourages the party to take over voting. The call follows both an FBI raid on an election facility in Georgia that Trump said would reveal some, quote, interesting things to the public, and longstanding refuted claims that he won the 2020 election but was subject to rigged voting. Democrats have responded with concern to his suggestion of federal involvement and the use of federal resources on the raid, with Senators Jim Himes and Mark Warner writing that internal use of intelligence agencies can be devastating for Americans' privacy and civil liberties.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with light wind. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.